Tan Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Tan Talk Radio, 106.1.
Welcome to Living a Healthy Lifestyle Show today. Boy, have I got some excitement for you. There's a whole bunch of things going on in holistic health. I'm Carrie Kay, your favorite holistic health coach, certified, and I am so excited that I've got so many things going on. Next month, I've got the, on the January 29th, I've got a holistic health fair. So anybody that's listening that wants to be a vendor for me, you are who I'm looking for. I have Miss Quinn today. She's on today. But I just want to thank everybody for watching this show. It started 2 years ago on Facebook, moved it over to radio, and now I'm on the Daily Gospel Network. So I could not have done any of that without God and you. And so I just want to thank you, Heavenly Father, for this amazing show that you've given all of us to learn how to turn your health around. And thank you so much, Lord, that you are always, always here with us. In the name of your sons, Jesus Christ, amen. So I've got Miss Quinn on today.
Hey.
And I want to talk to you. I'm just so excited about the way things have been, when we met and everything. It's just so awesome.
Yes.
So tell me just a little bit about yourself, and I know that you've come a long way, baby.
Oh, yeah. Well, let's see. You know, I was born in a small town called Bainbridge, Georgia, raised up in Jacksonville in Tampa, Florida, and Tampa's my home. So I have children, 3 sons, 1 daughter, 1 currently serving in the Navy. Actually, he's coming home today.
Oh, wow. That's awesome. Well, we want to welcome you to the show today.
Thank you.
And I know that, I'm very grateful for Dawn Reese and Miracle Stories and her bringing me on as Living a Healthy Lifestyle Show,
yes,
part of her health and beauty segment. So, yeah, Quinn, that's just so awesome that you're going to be performing all over. And, it's just kind of funny the way you were explaining to me that you've been funny all your life, right?
Oh, yeah.
So what
Well, I've always, been the class clown. Always, even with my family events, I've always been the one that everybody wants to be around because I'm definitely going to make you laugh. And my children are like that too, by the way. But yes, I just started doing comedy. And right before I got into comedy, I really wanted to live a healthier lifestyle. So I started exercising, eating better, cutting out stuff, that I shouldn't be eating. And I actually lost about 27 pounds.
Oh my gosh. So that's one of the reasons why I invited you on the show,
yes,
is to talk about your journey and where have you been? Because I'm doing the same thing.
Yes.
Last year I got hit by the school bus and then I suffered them finding a lump and, COVID and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like we've all been through so much,
yes,
in the last year. And for
year.
Us to come through it and get on stage and talk about it.
And still talk about it. Still
it's
tell
gonna be
jokes.
Awesome. I know, right? I'm so excited.
Yes.
So excited.
Thank you so much for having me.
This whole comedy thing, when did this get, you got started when you were really young, you said.
Well, yeah, just watching a lot of comedy on television. I love Martin Lawrence. I love Eddie Murphy, all the greats. So I would just sit in front of the TV, and learn all the lines and just tell it to everybody and have them laughing. So I've always loved comedy my whole life. Never thought I would actually be on stage doing comedy, though. So that had to be an act of God.
Yes. Well, I'm performing for the first time on Thursday night.
Oh, no, you didn't tell me.
I'm going to do some improv. So,
nice. Okay. okay.
You know, it's just people need to laugh mm-hmm. right now. They really do. They need to smile. They yes. need to have something funny. Mm-hmm. You know, they're going through so much out there right now.
Absolutely.
And laughing is laughter is happiness
yes.
for me,
well, the
especially.
Bible says that laughter is a medicine for the soul.
Amen. You know? I'm glad
and
you
so,
brought that
and
up.
And it also says that the joy of the Lord is our strength. That's where our strength comes from. It comes from joy. So who can say anything bad about, you know, laughing
yeah.
or, you know, laughter? It's good for us.
And then, you know, what's so great is that I met her at Coconuts Comedy Club, and I was going to get up that night, and then I thought, oh, no, I don't think I'm going to get up there yet. You know, I just wasn't ready.
Yeah.
And so now I'm here and talking to you, and I invited you. I actually gave you a little light frequency patch.
Yes, you did, and, which I am wearing.
And that is so awesome. And I'm so excited about this patch mm-hmm. and what it's doing to help so many people. And
yes.
I have my clients that are going, okay, what is light therapy? Mm-hmm. What is that?
Yeah.
And what I work with is the red light therapy with the circulation magnetic therapy that I started with that took the fishbone out of my foot.
Wow.
And I didn't have to have surgery.
$15,000
that I would have had to spend. And so then the fishbone came out of my foot, and then I had all these things where I fell. I was roller skating, and I fell on my wrist and broke my wrist.
Okay.
And so I've always used these holistic ways.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying you shouldn't go to the doctor.
Right.
I'm not
right.
against doctors
mm-hmm.
at all or medicine.
Right, absolutely.
But I am for the people that want the holistic ways.
Right.
We are tired of being sick.
Mm-hmm.
We are tired
Absolutely.
Of looking for the solutions.
Yes.
We're tired of going to the doctors and the doctors saying, well, I'm sorry, but, you know, this is what we've got to do.
Mm-hmm.
And there is no options.
Right.
And so what I did was I started this show called Living a Healthy Lifestyle
yes.
to get the information out to people so they could live that healthy lifestyle.
Mm-hmm. Right. And, you know, it also going back to the scriptures, the Bible says that God wants us to prosper and be in health. I mean, we skip over that, you know.
Amen.
Even as our soul prospers, he wants our bodies to be in good health. So, yeah, I'm so glad that you're bringing this to people, because we need this. Yeah.
Well, I've actually been a health advocate for a very long time. I was 186 pounds,
mm-hmm.
and I didn't like myself, and that was about 20 years ago. And I know that may seem like a long time, but I'm going to tell you what. I've had some struggles just like you.
Right.
And I do gain a little bit of weight, lose a little bit of weight. And
yeah.
now I think I finally figured it out.
Okay.
And I'm writing a book about it called Living a Healthy
nice.
Lifestyle.
Nice.
Yeah. So
okay.
wouldn't you agree that mindset has a lot to do with what you're doing when you go on that stage every night or every other night or how often you perform?
You definitely have to be in alignment, you know, in your spirit, because you can't get up there in front of people and not have that peace or that confidence to get up there knowing whether they laugh or not.
You have to have that 30 seconds of confidence to get out there.
You're giving it your best.
Right.
You know.
Right.
And so, you know, you just have to take time. And I definitely believe in, you know, praying and meditation, just taking time to get myself right before I get up there, because I want them to see that joy when I get up there.
The joy of the Lord. And you know, you actually will get up there and you will, you know, I know I do this, and I'm
mm-hmm.
sure you do too. You pray.
Yeah.
And
absolutely.
Ask God, hey, give me the words. Because
yes.
you could get up there and be like,
you will get up there and forget. That has happened to me.
Tell me about it.
Oh my gosh. It was right toward the end of a set that I was doing. I was doing really well.
Mm-hmm.
And I think somebody started talking, you know, in the audience, you know, really loudly or whatever.
Oh.
And it kind of threw me off. And I was just like, yeah, I think I just forgot my last joke.
Well, I know
but everybody
somebody
started laughing anyway.
Yeah.
So.
Somebody I did an event with this weekend, and she is coming on Thursday night.
Okay.
She does improv. We're going to be at Russo's Pizza.
Oh, okay,
yeah,
cool.
I'm so excited. They've got the best pizza. They got the best food. They got the best
atmosphere.
It's
absolutely.
A great place to go
mm-hmm.
hang out.
Yeah.
It's great, and it's a this Saturday, I'm doing this huge event to help homeless kids. So if anybody wants to get in touch with me at 515-822-4877 and you'd like to drop off a toy at Russo's, and that's 2233, I think so, is it 2233 Gulf to Bay Boulevard, I believe that's it.
Like the Belcher Plaza there.
The Belcher Plaza, yeah. So if you guys want to go out there on Saturday, I'm going to be there from 11 to 4, and I have the Grinch. You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch, right? I thought about doing it, a little comedy with that.
You should.
Bring out my little puppet, right?
Yeah.
So you guys all come out to Russo's on Saturday. That's this Saturday, the 18th. I'm going to have 30 vendors.
Okay.
We're going to deck the place out. And there's a lot of traffic that goes through there on that area.
As you said, Belcher Road?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's really busy. So anyway, so tell me a little bit about what you've got coming up in the future. I know you're going to wear the patch for a little while. Let me know what happens with it.
I definitely will.
So what do you think that it did for you to help
move on with your health? I'm telling you, the first time that I wore it, I noticed that I felt more centered. Like usually, you know, I'm running around. I work a full-time job. I have children. You know, I'm doing comedy. So sometimes I feel a little off balance. But this actually made me feel balanced and calm.
Wow.
So, I'm definitely going to keep using it.
Well, the light frequencies is the healing of the future.
Okay.
It's the healing of the body with a holistic ways.
Okay.
And I went to school at the New York Institution of Nutrition and heard a lot about these things that are coming in the future. And it's amazing.
Nice.
10 years ago, you know, they were talking about it. They were saying that in the next 10 years, holistic health was going to be huge.
Oh, wow.
Right?
Okay.
Because we got a little bit of a fight to fight over the opiates. And our actually CEO, he came up with it because he went, the Navy SEALs came to him and said, hey, could you create something that we could help our Navy SEALs with so that when they go under the water, they, you know, they're not under on opiates because they're in so much pain.
Wow.
They're doing so much to fight for our country and, you know, doing the different things. So, so he came up with this light frequency patch that within 12 hours activates all your stem cells and then 12 hours to totally repair. So it's 12 hours to wear for during the day is a good time, and then take it off and lay it on your dresser and pick it up the next day, put it on again. So you're resting for 12 hours without it. Our stem cells rebuild themselves. We have over 8,000 stem cells in our body.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's crazy. So we lose like 30% of our stem cells, or by the time we're 30, I mean, we've lost 60. And then by the time we're 60, we've lost 90. So by the time we're 70, we don't have the ability to fight off disease, illness, free radicals, things that are,
Absolutely. And I noticed even while I was asleep, you know, it didn't make me like, you know, like you know, sometimes you take certain supplements and you you can't rest because it has caffeine in it. But I didn't feel that at all with this
you
product.
won't. Yeah. And actually I wore it for a year to regenerate my back after the school bus hit me.
Yeah. I was actually in an accident a few years back as well. So,
So you have some injuries that it would definitely help with.
Yeah, they're minor, but I mean, anything that's going to help me, I'm definitely want to know more about it.
Right. And God's green earth was given to us to use to help other people.
Yes.
You know, we need to educate people on eating back again in the Garden of Eden. We're actually still walking in the Garden of Eden.
Absolutely.
You know, this whole thing about everybody believing that we are still in the Red Sea, honey, we've crossed it. Praise Jesus. We are actually in the Garden of Eden and enjoying life, you know.
Absolutely.
And, you know, but it is actually an attitude, too. You know, we're all going through our really hard times, but it's all about attitude.
That's
and
true.
how we deal
Your
with
mindset.
It.
Absolutely. Yeah. I totally agree with that.
So.
And that and it talks about that too, you know, that the healing is in the earth, the herbs and things like that, you know, that a lot of the things that we're putting in our body,
is toxins. And you know, if you put more toxins in, you can't get the toxins out. You literally can't. And then you can't lose weight.
Right.
You can't lower your cholesterol, blood pressure. And a lot of the toxins that people have that they have in their body are from things that are foreign.
Right.
So that's why I had the guy I had on the show the other day. His name's Russ Prufant. He specializes in this amazing food tolerance test.
Okay.
You take it with 10 little things of your hair and you put it in the plastic bag and you send it to this company and it's out of Germany.
Okay.
And they test it and they tell you exactly what
they test your hair
and they tell you exactly what your food tolerances are.
Okay.
So that was awesome. And I just really believe that our food is just not the way that it was way back when my grandmother used to make chicken and dumplings. Right?
Oh, yeah,
I agree. Things that were healthy for us.
Yeah, so. It is different nowadays. You know, especially with all these crazy snacks that the kids eat. You know, these, I'm not going to say the names.
Yeah.
But a lot of these snacks that they eat and they want everything so spicy and...
And so much sugar.
Yeah.
You know, sugar is the reason that they have that attention deficit disorder. I'm huge on that. I know a lot of people won't agree with me because there are other conditions that are out there that actually do cause that.
Right.
But sugar does aggravate it.
I agree.
We actually have people.
Probably with adults as well, not just children.
yes, adults too.
I'll walk out of a room and totally forget what I went in the other room for. I'm like, let me turn around and walk back.
Right?
Maybe y'all remember.
I did that when I was 30.
So it's bad. And even with my teenagers, I notice, you know, they'll go to do something. They're like, Mom, what was I getting ready to do? Like, how old are you?
Well, you know, a lot of the foods that we do put in our body does cause us to have fogginess. So if you have a lot of fogginess, cut back on your sugar way back. So with my program that I want to introduce you to in January is, I work with their mindset. I work with drinking lots of water, great nutritional water. I drank the best the other day. It was amazing water that I'm going to talk about on another show, but oh my gosh, it made me feel so good and give me a lot of energy. And, I also believe in nutrition and how important nutrition is.
Yes.
And since I have come from being a cancer survivor, the nutrition aspect of it is very huge for me.
Yes.
I do the 80-20 rule. And I think I would eat the rest of my life even if I wasn't a survivor. So I really would. And so, you know, nutrition is the 80-20 rule. So 80% is healthy.
Right.
And then the 20% is unhealthy, meaning everything in moderation. So you eat in moderation.
Right.
And enjoy things, but do it on the weekends. You know, pick a couple of days during the week. And then during the weekdays, I eat plant-based.
Okay.
And I find all kinds of nutritional recipes that are really great that I can cook and I can prepare for me and my fiance. So,
personal trainers talk about that, it's 80% nutrition, 20% working out. You can work out, but if you're not getting that nutrition,
and then don't you agree that exercise is really important?
Oh, yes.
So my program is all about going out and ice skating if you want, Ms. Dawn. I know Dawn's listening.
I'm not getting on
she
any,
loves to
I,
ice skate.
Ice skating. No, ma'am.
So what's going on? You know, like the next thing is sleep, but we'll get into that on another time. But so what's going on with you in the future? What do you got coming up? Where are you going to be at? Tell everybody about that.
Well, I mean, I am going to be doing a show actually at the Encounter Worship Center in Tampa at 6 o'clock. P.M. this Saturday. So everybody come out. You can buy your tickets at Eventbrite. And it's going to be clean comedy. We got some great comics going to be there as well. And so I'm excited
about it. How late is that going until?
I'm not really sure, but I'm pretty, I'm sure that it's not going to go past 8 o'clock.
Okay,
so
well, I can't wait to come
PM.
Listen to you.
So we have a quick caller
on the phone. Who do we have on the line?
Hi, my name is Marcella.
Oh, hi, Marcella. Yeah, I knew you were going to call in today. So Marcella has a great event coming up on Sunday. She's helping the homeless.
Okay,
she has an area where she has a little area over there in where I used to live.
Okay.
And over by, I think it's 7 minutes from Madeira Beach, right? It's so beautiful over there. And she's going to be helping the homeless. And she wants to put makeup on the homeless.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe take some pictures of
them. Yep, take the pictures. Okay. Yep, that's exactly what you want to do, right, Marcella?
Yes, I'm having an event December 19th. This is more of a give back event. It's a vendor event for all businesses to showcase, but we'll be giving back to the homeless, the families in need, toy drive. Of course, I'll be promoting my makeup business as well, offering those services, and pretty much just giving back. That's all it is. It's just pretty much a give back event. I'm not even more concerned as far as, you know, the business portion of it. I just want to give back, you know.
Oh, that is so great. I want to do business with anybody that just wants to give back. I mean, it just, if one of us would do, or if all of us would just do our part every day and pick one person to just give back to.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes, absolutely. And Anna will be there too. So we're also doing Christmas photography as well.
Oh my goodness. You got some really new stuff since I talked to you last.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, you have $10 Christmas photos, immediate turnaround. So if the family would like to bring their kids out for last minute photos, they definitely could do so.
Oh, wow. Well, after church, I might just come over there and check it out. It sounds like
that
you've been very busy.
Sounds good to me. I want to get some new
photos.
All
right. Well, so is everybody, have you shot out your information on how they can go to this event? We just have a few minutes left.
Yes, pretty much. I can leave my contact information.
Yes.
It's actually located on the south side of St. Pete, in a venue around a daycare area in a nice neighborhood. So feel free to come out. I can leave my phone number to contact me. And then the address is pretty much located in the South St. Pete area.
Oh.
And I can provide my email as well.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Marcella, for getting on. And I'm going to come out and see you. And, hey, everybody, just get out there and see what she's going to do. You have a lot of vendors, too, that are helping get people get Christmas shopping done.
Absolutely. Start early. I know we're cracking down.
And we do need to keep the money in the community. We really do. So thank you for jumping on today. We appreciate you.
No problem. Have a great day.
Okay, you too.
Bye.
Bye. All right, Ms. Quinn. So thank you for being on the show today. And I'm so glad you're wearing that light therapy patch. And, you know, I'm Carrie Kay, your favorite holistic health coach. And I can get in touch. You can get in touch with me at, of course, social media, which is CARRIEKAY Davis. And you can also go and call me. I love to talk on the phone. It's 515-822-4877. I have a lot of really great things to help people with holistically. And that's just so awesome that you guys were able to get on the show today and listen to someone that's new to comedy but funny all her life.
Right.
I love it.
Absolutely. So thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it. I want to let everyone know that you can follow me on Facebook at Quinn Campbell, or you can go to Instagram, Comedian Miss Quinn, or you can follow me on TikTok, Comedian Miss Quinn.
Oh,
got
wow.
Some funny videos on
there. I can't wait to see them. So guys, come out Saturday, okay? And I'm going to be doing a big event at Russo's, and we are going to have the Grinch, right? You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. And then on Thursday nights, I'm at Russo's this Thursday, and I'm going to go on stage. But come out to Russo's in Clearwater this Saturday at, we're going to do it from 11 until 4 o'clock, and I'm still looking for vendors. So call me at 515-822-4877. And God bless you guys. I love this show, and I thank you so much for joining. Have a great, beautiful day.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas.
Tan Talk Radio 106.1.